Ladies and gentlemen, this is Alan's Guide to Preston.
Hello and welcome to me, as I present for your information and entertainment, Aled's Guide to Prestatyn, the one-stop whistling shop tour of this beautiful Welsh city, which this weekend plays host to Radio 1's Big Weekend in Prestatyn.
Preston.
The seaside resort of Prestatyn is situated in North Wales.
Right. How long does that one joke go on for?
That'll be about it, actually. No, it's fine there. I was only joking.
Have you done a proper guide to Preston?
I have done a proper guide to Preston.
Right, let's hear Alan's Guide to Preston.
Hey up and welcome to
Right, again, now, what are you doing? What's that? Why A up?
It's in the north, that's what they do.
You're so racist. You and Katie should go off and start your own clan.
As a Welsh person, I'm close to the north.
We hate northerners. Alan's Guide to Preston.
Hey up and welcome to Aled's Guide to Preston, as I take you on a guided tour of this beautiful and interesting city. Preston is officially up north in the heart of Yorkshire, not far from the Pennine Mountains. And the locals, who are known as Preston people, have their own dialect, known as Eir Baigum, which is sometimes a bit difficult to understand.
Hi, my name's Paul, born and bred in Preston.
An up north place, the locals make a living from shipbuilding and coal mining and stuff, and no Preston person would ever leave home without their traditional flat whippet cap, which is still very much the fashion in these parts. Like most cities in the area, Preston is proud of its football team, who are one of the oldest in the land. They're called North Preston End, and play their games at their football pitch, Dippy Dale, where it gets packed to the rafters every day. Come on, you Ends! This weekend, Radio 1 will be arriving in town for what promises to be the biggest thing to happen here since the Industrial Revolution. And it will be extra special for a couple of Radio 1 DJs, as it's the hometown of not just Vernon, but Coxie as well. In terms of culture and history, Preston is a little off the tourist track. Although footballer Mark Lawrence is a local, as is Colonel Sanders. And Preston was the first place in the world to open a Kentucky Fried Chicken back in the 1800s. It's also famous for being the first place that the M6 motorway came to, when it was opened years ago in 1958. So if you've just come, like me, you probably need a cup of tea and a slice of cake in one of the many cafes that they have here. Ooh, excuse me. I'll have a cup of tea and a slice of your finest cake, please, love. Bayek, that'll do me grandly. So, there you have it. My guide to Preston. Which might not be on the British tourist map, but it is on the normal map. Just to the left of Blackpool. I love the Big Dipper, me.
If you're planning a trip to Preston, it's probably best to book into a hotel. Unless, of course, you've got friends and family in the area, when this can be a cheaper and less expensive option. Cups of tea can be found almost everywhere. And, of course, if you fancy a day at Dippy Dale watching North End Preston play football, you'll probably need to buy a ticket.